भगवद गीता 11.26। अमिच त्वां धृतराष्ट्रस्य पुत्रः सर्वे सहैवावनिपाल संघै भीष्मो द्रोणः सूतपुत्रस्तथासौ सहास्मदीयैरपि योध मुख्यै। अमिच त्वां धृतराष्ट्रस्य पुत्रः दैट हियर इज कंटिन्यू अर्जुन इज कंटिन्यूइंग हिज डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म and he is describing what has caused him such great fear, such disorientation, as was mentioned in the previous verse, dishona na jane na labhe cha sharma. So he is highlighting what it is. And somebody becomes very scared of something, then we need to know what they are scared of. Just like if somebody has a nightmare, a child wakes up and is crying because of crying and screaming and trembling, Then while the mother is pacifying the child, the mother may want to know what is the nightmare that the child had. Similarly, here, when Arjuna is describing, he's quite disoriented, he's quite fearful. So, Pratantaratma, it is said that from the very core of his being, is fearful. So, what has caused that? So, he's describing now, Ami Chatvam. All these, Ami is all these, Chatvam Dhritarashtrasya Putraha. I am seeing the sons of Dhritarashtra, all of them, Sarve Sahaiva Vanipala Sanghai Saha Avani. Along with them, Avanipala, the various warrior kings, Sangha, Dhritarashtra, sons of the Kauravas, and various other warriors with them, Bhishmo Dronaha Sutaputrasthathasau. And he mentions among those warriors, the four prominent warriors on the opposite side. That is Bhishma, Drona and Karna, Sutaputra. Saha Asmadiyair. Saha Asmadiyair. So Saha is coming second time. It came in the second line also. Now it's coming in the first line. Asmadiyair. Asmadiyair means our forces also. Apiyodha Mukhyayun. Chief among the warriors. So he's listing warriors from both sides. And in the next verse, he will describe how both of them are entering into your mouth and they are dying. So here, the point is, death itself is universal. The Kurukshetra war was fought for the purpose of establishing dharma. The Kauravas were adharmic. The Pandavas are dharmic, and the Pandavas, under Krishna's supreme guidance, wanted to establish the rule of dharma. At the same time, such a rule of dharma cannot be established automatically. That means, to establish dharma, one needs an overall understanding of what dharma is and how it is to be established. So now, Krishna gives that understanding in the Bhagavad Gita, and he's actually demonstrating the working of dharma, the implementation of dharma, here through his revelation of the Vishwarupa. So it's understandable for us to that the adharmic forces, Dhritarashtrasya Putra, they are going to die. Now, Bhishma, Drona themselves are not adharmic, but they have chosen the side of adharma. And of course, Karna was attached with the personification of Adharma, Duryodhana. And in this way, basically, there is complete disorientation that is happening. There is complete destruction that is happening. And that is understandable. Although, ultimately, people would like to have peaceful solutions. But there are times when peaceful solutions do not work. Sometimes aggressive action is required. And that's why the Pandavas, after having exhausted all avenues for peace, have had to fight war. And in the war, now they have an option of, they know what to do. So they have to fight this war. And while fighting the war, they are thinking about how to move forward. What to do. And then they are saying over here that actually, so they know that if they are to win, they will have to defeat the Kauravas. So Arjuna also knows that, and that means not just defeat the Kauravas, it's we have to kill the Kauravas, and he may have to kill the leaders of the Kaurava army, who are his relatives. So all that is, it is distressing, but it's still unavoidable. He knows it. But further, he's describing Sahasmadiyairapiyodamukhai. Even his warriors on his own sides, they are also being destroyed. Later on, it will be revealed that Ruttebitvam na bhavishyanti sarvehe. When the Vishwarupa will speak, at that time he will say, everyone is going to be destroyed except for you. And you refer not just to Arjuna, but to the Pandava brothers. So, actually when the destruction takes place, that it is the Pandava forces are also destroyed. Eventually they are destroyed by, although the Pandavas win the war, and they are victorious, but then on the night of the 18th day, Ashwatthama massacres all the Pandavas and all the Pandava forces, and thus the victory becomes pyrrhic. No, pyrrhic victory is a term used to describe when a victory is attained, but the cost of the victory is, it turns out to be far more than the actual benefit from the victory. And in that case, there is great, the victory becomes pointless, it becomes empty. And in the post Mahabharata war discussions, Yudhishthir feels strongly that he achieved a pyrrhic victory. But here, Arjuna is just starting the war and he's seeing this vision. And this vision of total destruction on all sides, that is quite disorienting for him. So actually later on, it will be revealed that the time had come for the destruction of all warriors. And that time meant that they all were going to die no matter what they did. And thus, the best thing to do for them would be to move onwards and recognize that this was the will of destiny. So that will of destiny which is revealed here is shocking Arjuna. That not only are the Kaurava forces destroyed, but even the Pandava forces are destroyed. And thus, now here we understand the principle that the event of death is virtue neutral, although the destination after death isn't. That means, virtue neutral means, like we say, gender neutral. So gender neutral language means we don't use he or she to refer to general person. We may use they as a plural general address instead of being gender specific. So gender neutral means that there's no bias towards any particular gender. So like that, when we say virtue neutral means that whether a person is virtuous or vicious, death is going to come to everyone. So death itself is virtue neutral. The Pandavas side was supported by many who were virtuous, but they too had to die, because by the nature of the material world itself, the existence in the material world, for everyone, whether virtuous or vicious, their existence is temporary. And so, death itself is virtue neutral. That means everybody will have to die, irrespective of their virtue, their being virtuous or vicious. Of course, the post-mortem destination isn't virtue neutral. So, if somebody may say that, okay, if all of us have to die, what is the point of being virtuous? But that's not the case, because it will be said that actually the post-mortem destination will be determined by what one is, how one has lived and what one has been thinking of at the moment of death. And that will be indicated in verses 28 or 29, 28 and 29 also, of how there was virtue, how the virtuous meet death in one way and how the vicious meet death in another way. And that will be indicated through the metaphor of moth entering into fire, that is how vicious go to death, and of a river entering into ocean, that is how the virtuous move towards death. So that will be talked about, but at this point, Arjuna is not able to notice such subtle differences. At this point, what he is seeing is simply the fact that everyone and everything is being destroyed, and he is alarmed at this thought, at this sight, and thus he expresses his alarm and by saying that my very inner being is trembling. I lost sense of my direction, as he has said earlier. Now specifically, not just destruction is happening, but the destruction is also happening in a very ghastly way. And that will be indicated in the next verse. Thank you.